Token Smart Podcast. How's your energy? How's your vibe? I'm Sandy Meows, and today I'm with my dude Rizzle. Rizzle, so much has happened. We haven't met since like the war room, and since then there's been a Tri-Roll hack. Bitcoin has hit 61K. Really, Beeple's NFT sold out to Metaverse, Crypto Fund and Christie's, digital art auction. The war room was super awesome. And dude, we had an epic event with love handles and a lot of money as well. So how are you?
Yo, a lot. It's crazy. I feel like, you know, a year ago, that would have been the rundown for what went down in an entire month in the NFT space. And now it's like, you know, you blink your eyes, a week goes by and like, you know, $70 million sale, major platform hack. We got a massive event coming up tomorrow with charged particles back in the house. I mean, it's all good stuff, right? I mean, that's sort of why we went to the war room in the first place. Shout out Trizlet, who is actually the last man standing in the war room, and he's just sort of getting back home and getting his feet underneath of him again. But, you know, that's why we went down there, because we knew this space was popping off and, you know, trying to get ourselves organized and everything. But damn, I mean, where to even start? Honestly, the Beeple thing seems like it was the headline story for like all of about 24 hours or so until the roll hack. But I don't know. I mean, the Beeple thing is so interesting to me personally because, you know, Metacovin, you know, is basically single-handedly propping up Beeple, you know, between the B20 token, the major purchase before, the museums dedicated to him, this like massive purchase at the Christie's auction. And I'm not saying like, you know, that's a bad thing or that Beeple doesn't deserve it or anything like that. But it is like crazy to see like one investor throw so much influence around that he can basically like make a celebrity out of Beeple like single-handedly. And now like Beeples are like saving grace. Although I did see Beeple this morning. I don't know if I should mention it. Good, wade his way into like some controversy. I don't know if you saw that. There's like a Twisted Vacancy style controversy going on where, you know, perhaps some of his latest work was inspired a little too heavily by somebody else. But I feel like that's going to become more of the mainstay as well. Anyone who like slightly, you know, infringed on copyrights in the past couple of years in the NFT space is probably sweating bullets right now. Again, not throwing accusations around. I'm not like super caught up. I just happened to like be flipping through my Twitter this morning, like, oh man, another one, here we go.
Dude, I saw that one, and same thing, the whole Twisted Vacancy situation. It brings back the whole situation of like, you know, how much is too much, you know, of, you know, this quote-unquote remix or inspiration, and, you know, when is it too much when it becomes, you know, little copycats of other stuff. And speaking also of things that sold out, dude, I also forgot to mention Avastars. Hello, series 3. I was there. How could I forget?
Dude, because it was like a blur of scrolling. I feel like every time I refresh the numbers, I was like, oh my God, I have less time to scroll. And I have this thing for like queens now that I didn't even know that I had, but I like, you know, found a couple cool ones, and then it became like the thing that I was looking for, and I was like, oh man, running out of time to find a cool queen. And I actually minted a few awesome ones, you know. First of all, it was amazing. You know, we series 1 and 2 did not take a long time to sell out, but by comparison to series 3, I mean, that was like a blink of an eye. And you know, I'm willing to bet that the majority of the people out there who bought this last run of Series 3 Avastars have no idea that they're about to get dropped an art token as well that corresponds with each of these Avastars to build the replicants. I actually onboarded a couple of my buddies and was saying like, you know, this is going to sell out. You should get in on this, you know, just run the numbers for yourself and look how quickly they're going. And so they, got in as well, not having any idea that there's a token associated with it. you know, we're going to take a, if it hasn't been done already, Trizla Tiding, we need to like pick his brain and see where we're at. But, you know, they're going to take a screenshot of everybody who holds Series 3 avatars and will be able to pick up the art token airdrop that you can then use. I mean, you can sell it if you want or give it to someone, but you can then use that to breed two of your avatars. And that's the only way that will be possible. It's not like if you don't have a replicant token, you can just pay to breed them like CryptoKitties style. This will be like the only mechanism once that's unrolled. So it's cool to see like the series, you know, blow past people not even realizing that they're getting something on the side. And, you know, I'm not so low-key going to be a bottom feeder on OpenSea and scoop up any avatars that dip below market price that probably have a token associated with them, because, you know, in my opinion, that's going to be a big thing because people aren't even aware of it for the most part. And, you know, that feature hasn't even been unrolled yet. So at the moment, it's sort of like a purposeless token sitting on the market. But that's when you get in, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that too, because a lot of people don't know that they have, you know, additional benefits to getting their Avastar as well. Something also that I want to mention is that if you feel like you're being, I don't know, if you feel like you're missing out, don't feel that way, because also Avastar has this really cool thing where you're able to send them to the consign 10 max. And you get a finder's fee. So there's another thing that you could do as well.
Not now you can't, actually. I think the ones that are in the consigned folder are now done because we can't mint any more Series 3. So once Series 4 starts, then...
Right. So it's completely sold out. You can't move anything from there now. But once Series 4 starts, yes.
Dude, I saw a few people who like basically made their money off of the consigned thing in order to buy their first couple Avastars or whatever this last run, which is awesome. And, you know, I know we mentioned it before. It's like if you're looking for a really cool Avastar and don't have the time to scroll like indefinitely, the global feed is definitely where it's at. And all of a sudden, it doesn't seem like too much of a premium to pay like 0.03 on top for like a really awesome one that you would otherwise have to scroll for like hours for if you... You know, look at it that way. No, it's exciting. Apparently, I haven't looked at the series, the renditions for a while, but apparently series 4 and 5 are drastically different than the last couple series. So it'll be weird. I feel like, you know, as someone who's like in it this deep, like, you know, you pull up the Avastars website and all of a sudden you see like a bunch of weird new faces looking at you. It's like, it's like, who are these people? Right.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to the new traits and adding to my collection. Dude, I went ham on Series 3.
I know, me too. I drank enough of my own Kool-Aid and got the FOMO. I mean, they were going so quick. I like, you know, it's hard when things are selling that quickly. It's hard to feel like, oh my God, I'm missing out on something. And, you know, the floor price on OpenSea is still like fairly high. I mean, it was high before we reopened scrolling. And then 3,000 avatars and 48 hours later or whatever, it's like basically back to where it was. So it's good, man. I mean, you know, it's funny. We were all in the war room, you know, up until very recently and trying to get avatars rolled out again. And Trizzet was busting his ass and so was Nate and everything. And, you know, it really wasn't even the primary focus of the trip down there or of the war room in general. And it just goes to show like how hot the space is right now. It's like, you know, sort of the sidebar conversation is, you know, not to minimize Avastars, but, you know, we knew we just had to get it up and running and then, you know, things would take care of itself. But man, you blink an eye and they're gone. And, you know, now we got a little bit of legwork to do to get Series 4 up and rolling.
I know that one super quick. I wasn't expecting that, but I'm not surprised either. And yeah, there's always second market. I also picked up some few cool ones. So check out OpenSea for the second market on that. Dude, so we raised a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Love candles. Yeah. That was awesome. I love that all of our treats, your hot sauce was sold out. Trislet's tacos were sold out. My little kitty crisper sold out. And also a lot of money's pieces as well. That was awesome.
Right? Like, what a great show of community support. I was actually prepared to buy another one or two of the A Lot of Monies if I had to, just to, I feel like he did us a favor. I feel like this was sort of like our brainchild, in addition to like Love Handles. And I wanted to make sure this thing was a success. So, I had my wallet loaded up and was ready to like invest in this concept, had I needed to. But and I ended up buying some more of the wax NFTs instead, actually, for some other people, and just to sort of hoard myself so I can give some hot sauces away and everything. But a lot of money sold out. Yeah, and we raised over 4 ETH to feed hungry people. I know a lot of I'm sorry, Love Handles is already scheming on like his first food drop run and everything, but. Honestly, it went really well. We have like several thousand, dollars worth of crypto to invest in, doing something good for homeless people, feeding homeless people. And, the question now is like how to best maximize this money that we have, so that it, does the right thing that we are intending it to do. Without Love Handle basically having to like quit his job and, become a full-time, homeless delivery service, which to be fair, I think he's ready to do if, the money's there to support that. But in the meantime, this is like sort of a grassroots thing. So, if people are out there listening and have some ideas or want to pitch in the meantime, we're probably going to be like slowly using this money to do, smaller food runs and food distributions. Anyone who wants to take part in that or help out, I'm trying to figure out the best way to get involved, like hands-on myself. Love Handles just happens to be located in an area where he's got, access to people who really need this kind of stuff, like not too far away from him. I've got a couple shelters nearby. I'm a little bit further outside of Philly, where I used to be, where I could get my hands dirty real quick with something like that. But I don't know. This is like a great problem to have. We weren't really sure like how successful this was going to be. I had a feeling we would sell some, especially once we got a lot of money's name involved. But we would really like to figure out how to best put this money to good use and then pull in another dope artist or creator to do, another run of these things. And if we can sort of use this as a springboard to, build a larger project that, does positive things. I know Leyline caught wind of it and was like pretty excited and wants to talk about like, some sort of ongoing collaboration with them in involving this or some ways that they can support too. So, and honestly, between me and you, Sandy, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but I do feel like ever since we announced this thing, maybe the Twitter algorithm just like figured me out or something, but I feel like I'm seeing more and more like charity projects and charity donations and everything. Right? And I don't, not, I don't want to like, what am I trying to say? If that's the idea that we kick out there that is catching on, or people are like mooching off of us, then I feel like that's a great thing, right? If anyone's gonna like steal a concept or steal an idea, let it be like, doing charity events and charity drives to like draw attention to yourself. And I think that's fucking great. So I'm all about it. And yeah, man. I mean, if anyone's listening and has other ideas outside of this, love to do more of this kind of thing moving forward. By the time the listening party happens, we'll probably have already had Chris from Effect AI in the house, who's also doing awesome things. I'm sure there are a lot more. It's getting so hard to like keep track of everything that's going on, but definitely hit us up if you got some ideas.
Yeah, I think we're on the right path. And like you said, like just naturally, the people that we want to work with are coming to us, working with like Effect Pizzas and Leyline and Love Handles and A Lot of Money. I think naturally we are just attracting those people who are willing and able to help and want to be a part of this as well. Charge Particles, they're having an event on Tuesday and it's going to be a big event too. It's charged particles with zero gravity.
Yes.
They're
They're so
having
dope.
giveaways. Yeah, they're so dope. They're having giveaways. nine feature artists, and of course, there's going to be a PoAP token.
The real reason everybody shows up to all of our things.
How awesome that was that you guys were able to talk to Patricio on the Matthew and Rizzo show.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. He gave us a lot of credit. Gave you a lot of credit, actually, for, you know, sort of, I guess not reviving PoApps, but we were sort of like PoApping before PoApping was cool again, and, you know, gave them a good boost right before the hype cycle, like, really caught up. So, it was great to talk to him. The charged particles thing should be dope, though, even if you're just showing up for the PoApp. I'm really stoked. They sort of like, you know, just decided that they wanted to, you know, sort of form an alliance with us in terms of like, you know, locking us down to host ongoing events for them and everything. And Ben and Mango are just fun, man. I mean, we like have an ongoing, you know, chat conversation with them going on, where Mango and I are always bringing the conversation back to Thunderdome, which I realized that I'm not supposed to be giving out too many details on. So we'll just leave it at Thunderdome. But they're like a fun crew that it's cool that we're going to be doing events. It seems like once every 3 weeks. And I know you've got the thing going on with Ben in Clubhouse. Oh, Sandy, I forgot to tell you, I got my profile set up in Clubhouse this morning. Gasp.
Oh my god.
I know. I'm,
you know what,
sort of feel like I've come to the dark side. What were you gonna say?
No. Like, Clubhouse has no idea what they're in store for. Like, I don't think their Clubhouse is ready for you because, and I only say this because you have so much energy that you give out, and all these other Clubhouse meetings that I've been listening into, they're just so boring, you know? So I think you coming into Clubhouse will definitely be super exciting and energy people.
I'm gonna get myself in trouble. This usually goes one way or the other, but hey, I'm in, so let's see what happens. I'll get on a thing. If anyone's listening out there and wants to get on a thing, I really honestly have talked a lot of shit, but I do want to make a concerted effort, if I do get on a thing, to also broadcast it in our Discord or record it or in some way. I guess you're not allowed to record, but something, man, because I do feel like it sucks because, I don't know, for the better part of my life, I was like a person who couldn't afford an iPhone. I'm still not. I talked my way into a company one for, you know, company stuff or whatever. So, you know, I sympathize with people who are not able to get in on the cool kid stuff and, you know, want to make every effort I can to be inclusive and everything. But not gonna lie, I am a little bit excited to see what the deal is and everything. So, you know, I'll get in there and get in the mix and start causing a little trouble and stuff, and we'll see what happens. Yo, we should talk about this role hack, though, speaking of causing trouble. And I'm gonna try and not like stick my foot in my mouth too much about this too. But yo, this is like quite the yikes thing.
Yeah, I feel so bad for those who were affected. Ugh. But, you know, it's bringing contrast to, you know, what you do want, what you don't want in a social token. And this is one of the things that you don't want. You don't want your social token to be hacked. You don't want that, you know?
I mean, I have very mixed like feelings about this whole thing in general. Like on the one team, I have like nothing bad at all to say about the role team. Matt and I have had both of them multiple times, like from like back in the day when they were like just getting started. I was actually like re-listening just out of curiosity to one of our old podcasts about like what the state of role was, you know, like back in 2019 or whatever. And, you know, We were interviewing them even before you were able to purchase any of these social tokens, like with anything. It was just sort of like a locked like loyalty token, and they hadn't even rolled out like the Uniswap bridge or anything like that. So, you know, I got a long history with these guys, and they've, you know, have nothing bad to say about them. at the same time, you know, I am personally just like super hesitant. And I believe I'm on record somewhere saying like, you got to be very careful if you're doing any project and, you know, you put the keys to your castle in anybody else's hands, because if anything goes wrong, you know, it doesn't even have to be on purpose. Like, you know, they got 10% of your token and shit hits the fan and you're wrecked. And, you know, that's unfortunately what happened to, I don't even know how many projects. I mean, I know for a fact Skeeny got wrecked, and I feel bad, man. Skeeny's just taken a beating lately. He got like, you know, he was the first person to like burn a real piece of artwork in exchange for an NFT, and like got robbed of that story by, you know, all these major publications. And then like Roll gets hacked and his social currency is like one of the biggest ones affected and just gets crushed. And, you know, credit to the NFT and social currency community, man, because, you know, it's a pretty large exploit or whatever happened. And a lot of these currencies are already like rebounding. You know, these creators have built up enough of a fan base that and probably enough crypto savvy people that they know when something like this happens, this is actually like, you know, sort of crypto going on sale here. So now is, if you believe in Skeeny, if you believe in Whale Shark, if you believe in these projects, now is probably not the worst time to scoop up some cheap crypto to support them with their name on it and everything. But just feel bad. You know, I feel bad for like everybody involved except for like whoever made off with all the money and everything, because no one wants to see something like this happen. It's a bad look for the space in general, for like all the people who are flocking into it. And I don't know. I mean, fortunately, you know, Whipsy is not on Tri-Roll. It's one of the reasons, again, like holding the keys to the castle. Maybe I'm like a fear monger or whatever, but I'm like, you know, could be the most trustworthy people in the world. I'm like, no, I'm going to hang on to that. Thank you very much. And, you know, so fortunately we were unscathed, but, you know, there was a point in time where we were like looking at the options and, you know, could have very well been us. And, you know, we're doing enough other things with enough other people that you never know who's going to go down or, you know, who's going to goof something up or make an error or, you know, nobody's perfect. And, yeah, unfortunately that was a big one, man. And honestly, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. They got a lot of big names involved with them now, so maybe that helps keep them afloat. But that's a tough one to rebound from. You got 5.3 million gone, and they're like offering like 500K reimbursement. I'm like, yikes. That's bad.
Yeah, no, they're putting together the 500,000 fund for creators affected by this. And They were very transparent with it as well. So that's,
yeah,
that's,
I don't know what else you can do, right? Mm-hmm. Get out the addresses of the person who exploited it and when it happened and everything. I mean, that's, you know, I guess public information anyway, but hopefully it gets sorted out. Either way, it seems like the damage is done to some extent, but it is very inspiring, man. I feel like the gamut of Skeeny's posts where he was like, you know, this effing sucks and, you know, it's over for Skull. And then like, you know, 12 hours later being like, you know, I'm so inspired by the community rallying behind and the price is starting to look up. You know, he's got some financial support from the people following him and everything. So, you know, it's cool to see people turn these types of situations into positive things. And, you know, hopefully that's the net result of all of this. Right.
Right.
So it's crazy, man. What's next on the horizon? I don't even know. I guess we got like a regular week for the most part, aside from this Charged Particles event. Shout out Dab Dragon, man. I sort of worried about this dude. Haven't heard from him in a couple days. I know he hasn't been feeling well, but I'm hoping we see him back in action shortly for his hangout session on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him either. I've tried reaching out. If anybody has got like been in contact with him, please just let us know that he's okay. And we're here. We're waiting for him whenever he's ready. So send all your love to him right now.
That's right. And then, yeah, go ahead, Sandy.
Dude, I was gonna tell you, like, how could you forget? Like, you have a thing with Bully Meow.
I was gonna say, I do have a thing with Bully Meow. I have a couple things actually that are really cool this week. But I have a thing with Bully Meow. I'm trying to figure out where it is on my calendar here. Do you have it on yours?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. It's on Wednesday. Yeah, cool. Right before the casino on Wednesday. Yeah, 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, doing a thing with Bully Meow. Dude is super talented and has got a lot of stuff going on. So definitely hang out for that. I'm also going on DeFi Dad's program tomorrow, like around this time that we're recording, noon Eastern time. I'll be on Yield TV with DeFi Dad, talking
Wow.
about NFT stuff, and yeah, filling them all in. I think he's got mostly like a DeFi crowd that's now starting to realize NFTs are so cool, so want me on that. So yeah, I'll be hanging out with DeFi Dad tomorrow, and that'll be recorded. I don't think that's live, but I think it'll be recorded and rebroadcast. And so, you know, we could do that in our Discord. And then also Friday, Boombox Head, Godfrey Mayer will be in the house. We're gonna do a thing. Man, I was talking to him last week, and him and Jin have always been like so far ahead of the curve in the VR like development space. And I feel like the world is finally catching up to what they've been doing for years now. And you know, they're finally gonna reap the benefits of all of their work. And dude is just so cool, and I'm really excited that he's coming aboard Friday, and might start doing a regular thing with us. This is his first, you know, attempt to sort of like dip his toe in the water of Token Smart and show us what we're all about. But he was sort of talking about how difficult it is to pull people into a lot of these virtual worlds, you know, at scale. And I was like, dude, talking to the right person, man. This is like what we do, is take field trips to all these places. But you know, I also think, like, you know, adding the Discord streaming element was something that he either wasn't like fully focused on, or wasn't doing up until this point. And I was telling him, I was like, dude, you're gonna get like a lot of lurkers, you know, maybe 3-4 times the amount of lurkers who would show up in world to something if you were to just stream some of these things on our Discord. So he's got a drop that's coming up, and you know, all these cool projects. So I think Friday he's just gonna come by and just sort of like talk to us about what's going on. I think I'm going to try and hop in world with him, and anybody else is welcome to as well. He's got like a whole recording studio with like legit stuff in there and everything. It is nuts. So yeah, lots of awesome stuff coming up this week. I was saying this is a regular week. I guess this is not a regular week at all. We've got like tons of awesome things.
Yeah, make sure to look at the hashtag weekly schedule to look at all the events going on. Do we want to go ahead and mention all of them?
Go for it. Fill in the gaps. We've got those special events, and then I think we're back with all of our regular weekly stuff, correct?
Yeah, you're right. So, like Rizzo mentioned today, Effect Pieces, by the time you guys hear this, we will be already listening to them. And Easy's listening party, shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we have the Avastar giveaway. So please make sure to submit your entry. And you guys, we are getting close to not ending the Avastar giveaway, but just switching it up. So definitely get in on that. We switch it up. And, you know, we hopefully hear from Dab Dragon. But we do have Zero Gravity presented by Charged Particles going on, then Mighty 33 and My World show on Tuesday, followed by Wednesday, Bully Meow, the Central Games Casino, Clubhouse Chat with Ben and Mango, and the Matthew and Rizzle show. We've got the Whip on Thursday. Friday, we have Boombox Head. We've got Eclectic Method. We have Natuno. And then we end Sundays with Magmaster's Confession. So that's the week for everyone.
It's the week. Block it off. Lots of awesome stuff.
Get your
Get your pull-offs. That's right. Awesome, Sandy. Well, great catching up with you as always. Shout out Trizlet, our missing member here, who is decelerating, I guess, from being so accelerated for such a long time down in the war room. And yeah, shout out to Listening Party and catch everyone next week.
Yeah, see you guys next week. Meow.
Cool. Meow.